This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver will soon require licenses for all rental properties. Here's Denverites Esteban Hernandez.
City lawmakers on Monday night approved creating a rental licensing program for housing in Denver. It's the largest expansion of required licenses in the city's history. More than 50,000 licenses will be required for people who rent out homes and apartments. City Council President Stacey Gilmore says Denver has been in a housing crisis for decades and the pandemic has made it worse.
For the first time, we will have a license that will ensure our rental properties are safe and meet Denver's housing standards.
The program will be implemented in phases, but all rental housing units are expected to be licensed in 3 years. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
The State Health Department has confirmed El Paso County's first known case of a highly contagious coronavirus variant. The Gazette reports the highly transmissible variant known as P1 originated in Brazil. Researchers say the variant appears to be able to reinfect people who have already had COVID-19 and may be more likely to sicken young people. The El Paso County Public Health Department says the single case is likely an undercount. Right now, the most dominant COVID-19 variant in the state is one first identified in the United Kingdom. The White House has released more details about the First Lady's stop to Colorado on Thursday afternoon. Jill Biden will visit Fort Carson for an event honoring military spouses, where she will make some public remarks. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.